Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1043. We're learning today Lilu Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Zisel. Lilu Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Refuah Shlema Yitzchak Zev Ben Shendel. Shtaka Refuah Shlema Pesach Shachar Leisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer, uprooting. Okay, so we started talking last year reference to grass. And we said in general there's not a problem regular grass walking. I just want to read from the Sefer Eitzer Halachas. We said possibly by tall grass, but he brings out like this. The Sefer Eitzer Halachas in our Simon Shin Lamed Vav. He says like this: Leilich v'lidreis al gabi asavim. Somebody is a person allowed to walk on grass. Mutal leilich. He says al gabi asavim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. So that's not a problem. It's mamish. It's a gemara like that. He brings down afilu hoylech yochef. Okay, even if somebody goes barefoot, afilu hoylech yochef actually is the word yochef. If even somebody goes barefoot, bein asavim lachem, whether it's wet grass, bein asavim yveshim, whether it's dry grass, ve'in lochem sheyitlashu alidei halicho. We're not afraid that when one goes even barefoot, that's what we're saying right now, even barefoot, we're not afraid whereby it's going to be a psikresha, whereby automatically or inevitably they're going to tear out grass. We're talking about now on regular grass, even if they go barefoot. Now, just to talk about that point a minute, very interesting. Again, you know, people go outside sometimes, and they walk in the grass, possibly sometimes barefoot also. But he says like this, he brings this down from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he brings from the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Chav Dalid that Va'afal Pisha Asavim Regilim Lias Nedbakim Bekishriyetz Boisav, that if somebody, so walking with shoes, not a problem. Somebody's walking barefoot, a lot of times it could happen that it gets stuck in between the person's toes, right? A person's walking barefoot on grass, and we're talking about regular short grass, and it could get stuck in between a person's toes. Afilu hachi says, mutad loy psikresha hu sheyit leish. Even then, it's not on regular grass, it's not a psikresha. A person walks regular on regular grass, even barefoot, it's not a psikresha whereby it's going to get uprooted. Afilu im yit leish. So again, somebody's outside for Shabbos or whatever the case is, and they want to walk barefoot outside, so we see it's not a problem. It's Shabbos. Vafilu mitleish gamkein. Even if it uproots, gamkein ein iser, there still wouldn't be an iser. An iser love shehu ainim mischaven lezeh. A person's not mischaven for that. They're walking. That's all. Even if they walk barefoot, they're not mischaven to tear up the grass at all. Bechlau. Okay, so, but he says an interesting thing. He brings down the Sefer Eitzer Halachas, V'ayim b'mishe b'ru, the mikol mokim. Nevertheless, im la'achar halichosa, if after the person, let's say they go, matzah shenid b'ku asovim b'raglov, b'im that's b'isov, good. They're walking barefoot. Okay, fine. But then afterwards they finish walking, now they found some grass that was uprooted in between their toes or stuck to their feet. Sometimes it could be possibly wet grass gets stuck to a person's foot, or even possibly on a person's shoes, right? A person's walking into its grass, wet grass, and sometimes grass a lot of times gets stuck to a person's shoes. So he says, Yizor shelo yisalkem biyodav. You got to be careful not to take it off with one's hands. Why? So we're going to see an interesting that there's an iser actually alts muksa if something was attached benish mushes going into Shabbos or even on Shabbos, let's say something was attached to the ground and during Shabbos it became detached from the ground. Let's say whatever through the wind an apple fell off the tree or something. In the case, we'll see how that works. Let's say an apple fell off the tree. It was attached before Shabbos and going into Shabbos it was still attached and then it got ripe. It fell down. Am I allowed to eat it? So we're going to see how that works. The stuck a problem that items that were attached beinash mashis or going into Shabbos or so on. And then they became detached on Shabbos, become taka muksa. So that's what he says, that the oisrim betiltul mishum muksa, the benish moshes hayim mechubarim, they were taka attached before Shabbos. So one has to be careful not to go ahead and remove the grass that got uprooted that even on their shoes or between their toes or whatever the case is, while they were walking, not to start picking it off with their hands, because these are things which were attached before Shabbos, and now they became detached on Shabbos. Okay, so we'll get back to the grass issue. I just want to talk a minute about the peiros, since we're on the subject of fruits that taka fell on Shabbos, and because of the fact that it's not now a simon, it's in simon shinchav beis ois. As Shin Chaf Beis Siv Gimel, the Sefer Eitzer Halachas brings it down over there in Shin Lamed Vav, but it's really in Shin Chaf Beis Sif Gimel. And before I forget, actually, I want to just talk about it for a minute. So he says like this. He says that Peres, the Shulchan Aruch, says straight out, Peres Shenashru Menu'ilim, B'Shabbos, fruits that fell, again, B'Neshmashes, or going into Shabbos, the fruits were attached, and they fell down on Shabbos. They got ripe, and they fell off. My apple, the apple fell off the apple tree on Shabbos, right? So he says, Peres Shenashru Menu'ilim, B'Shabbos, is Asurim B'Yom. During Shabbos, you can't eat it. Good. To pick an apple off the tree that I can't do, I understand. That's Kotzer. Right now, let her pull an apple off the tree and start eating it. But what I'm going to do, the apple fell on Shabbos. It fell down, so I'll go and take an apple. I'll make a beautiful weights. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a beautiful, delicious apple and eat it. So the answer is, one is not allowed to do that. Peiris shenoshru minu ilim b'Shabbos is also by Bayom. Can eat it on Shabbos. V'lo erev mutar miyad. But right after Shabbos, it is mut. What do we mean by right after Shabbos? We're going to see that there's certain isurim that sometimes an isur is done whereby somebody has to wait b'chdei sheyasa. We'll see how that works in reference to a goy and so on, whereby a person has to wait the amount of time that it takes to do that malacha. But over here, that does not apply. And one would be allowed to go ahead and eat the apple, let's say, if it fell off the tree, but only after Shabbos and right after Shabbos. They don't have to wait any amount of time after Shabbos. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah says, interesting, that not just that, but in Sif Katan Hay, again in Shin Chav Bei Sif Katan Hay, he says, not only if it fell on Shabbos, but afilu im sofek shemach nashru b'Shabbos. Even if the person is not, it's a sofek. I see an apple on the floor. Maybe it fell on Shabbos. Maybe it didn't fall on Shabbos. So gam ken is aser. Even in such a case, one has to be careful. They're still not allowed to eat that apple. If you're not sure, I see an apple on the floor. Good. I'll wash it off. I'll eat it. Make it my bar priates. But I'm not sure. Maybe it fell on Shabbos. Maybe it didn't fall on Shabbos. So then it still would be aser to eat on Shabbos. To eat on Shabbos. Okay, we got cut off over there. It would still be usher to eat on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings actually in Sif Katan Hay, also from a Gemara in Psachim, Dafnan Vav, he says that not just that, but Dafilim Kavanasa LeMitzvah, even if the person has in mind the mitzvah, he's going to be mafkarit for aniyim and so on. He brings various Sifilim Sheyoch Lewaisim Bishnei Vatsiris, Gam Kenizas. Even such a case, it will still be usher. Dav Shehuta Lehem Lahachel Eswaniyim Demai, Mikol Makim Lehuta Lehem Okay, whatever that's talking about, we're not going to get into the whole thing right now. But be it as it may, even for a mitzvah, you can be over an aveira in order to do a mitzvah like this on Shabbos. So it's, in any case, the bottom line is a fruit that fell off a tree on Shabbos, as long as it was attached, Beinish Mashas, it will be usher to eat on Shabbos. And not just that, that even for a mitzvah, even if there's a suffix, so we said Mishnah brings on, even if there's a suffix, if it fell on Shabbos, still will be usher. And even if somebody has a mind to do a mitzvah with it, it still will be usher to use on Shabbos. Now, I just want to point out one more quick thing, which Mishnah Berurah brings down, which is not our malacha, but it's a different malacha. One of the Lamentus malachas, that even fruits that fell off a tree, Erev Shabbos, is important to keep in mind. The Mishnah Berurah says like this, in Sif Katan Vav, good, it fell off, there's five, ten fruits that fell off, apples that fell off the tree, Erev Shabbos, I saw them fall off, I'm not, no suffix, it fell off, now on Shabbos, I want to gather them together. So the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be careful. Even though one knows, again, this is in Sif Katan Vav, in Shin Chav, Simon Shin Chav Beis. Someone knows that it fell off Erev Shabbos. I saw it fall down, but I was too lazy to pick it up. You could only pick up one at a time and eat it. What's the problem? Why can't I just go gather together the 10 apples that fell down? It fell Erev Shabbos. What's the problem? So it says Mishnah Berurah, Avalesif, Kama Peres Biyachad, but to gather a few fruits, the apples that fell, these 10 apples, these 5 apples fell, I'm going to gather them together. Avalesif, Kama Peres Biyachad, Yesh Bezeh Isser Gomer. This is Mamsha Isser Gomer that we're going to see. Simon Shin Mem Sif Test is another one of the Lama Test Malachas, mamish one of the lamtes malachas, the whole dover hamakabeitz, b'makam gidulai doy lema'amer. It's Okay, it might not be exactly the Amdes Melachas, maybe a Tola. Okay, we'll see how it works. But to go ahead and gather items from the place where they grew, even though they fell on the floor, you're not actually detaching them to pull it off the tree, that's Kaitzer, right? That's uprooting. But to go even to gather these apples in the place whereby they fell down, where they grow, Daimula Ma'amer. This is very similar to the Melacha Ma'amer, and we'll see how that works. V'ayin Shama Mishabru, the Korov, the Yesh Bezechi of Chattis. Mamsh is the Korov, it's almost like it's a Chi of Chattis. There's a malach of ma'amer, which is gathering fruits or gathering items in the place of its growth, even though it's not attached to the ground or not attached to a tree. It's just gathering in the place whereby, let's say, these apples or oranges fell down. That's mamish, one of the lamentest malachas. We'll see how exactly that works, but people have to be careful for that also. Even you find things, apples and oranges or whatever, on Shabbos, right? People are they go upstate, they go here, they go there, and we're all outside, and Baruch Hashem, Gezunt Hayit, we find a whole bunch of oranges. I know they all fell down on Friday, right? I saw those apples all fall on Friday. I just didn't have time to pick them up. To go ahead and pick them up, it's a big problem. Major isser of Ma'amer on Shabbos, unless one does, they pick up one to eat, but we'll see how that works. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Bracha. Kol Tuv.